Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jerry Solanke, here's Ryan Christie, on to goal, saved by Roos, they're off the line from Anthony, still James Anthony, there's the equaliser, third time of asking, and Derby have dug themselves a hole, as if it hasn't been done for them this week already. A terrible goal kick routine, they tried a couple of times with Christie and Anthony, and it came back to James Anthony, who made no mistake second time around.
Hello and welcome to episode 140 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. My name's Sam Davis, and it's fair to say the optimism and happiness that we felt after the last podcast has been well and truly blown away, and not in a good way, after three matches for Bournemouth, which, let's be fair, haven't been the greatest. Firstly, Derby County. We lost 3-2 away. They were recently galvanised after their points deduction, and it was always going to be a hard match against a team which, on points of course, were bottom of the table, but form-wise were a little bit better than that. Could we react against Millwall? Computer says no. We drew 1-1, but it felt like a loss. Despite Dom Solanke's opener, former Cherry Ben Akafobe made sure that the Lions took a share of the points at the New Den. So Coventry at home. Would that see the spark we need? Well, injury-ravaged Cherries were winning 2-1 up until the last kick of the game, where a cross-come shot ended up in the back of the net for the Sky Blues. And sadly, it was a 2-2 draw, which means that now Fulham are top of the league. And whilst we've got the injuries, we next travel to Craven Cottage. Cannot wait for that. This show is all about the raw reactions. So firstly, Derby County, we was outside Pride Park, and these were fans' thoughts at full time. Okay, defeat at Derby County, we're here with Sam. Sam, 3-2, what was your assessment of that performance today?
Awful. Well, I wouldn't say awful, but we should have beaten teams like Derby, bottom of the league, we're top. You'd expect better, to be fair. And the amount of fans that came and suffered for that travel, it's bad. But I still think we'll go up, to be honest.
Not many positives from that performance, though, are there?
Two goals, yeah. But conceding three, you can't. There's no point in scoring two goals and conceding three. Yeah. You might as well, if you. I know people say if you score two goals you should be able to win, but I don't know. I said 3-0 before the game.
Yeah.
Bournemouth and 3-2 anyway.
Not the best performances. It's important now we react against Millwall, eh?
Yeah. We need 3 points against Millwall.
Okay. Brilliant. Nice one. Thanks for coming on, Sam. Really appreciate it, mate. Well, we've got Ethan coming on. Nice and early for you this week, mate. It's not often we do this. It's not often we do this, mate. 3-2 loss.
What was your assessment of that? It wasn't brilliant, was it?
First half were brilliant.
Yeah.
Came back from 1-0 down, and then we were winning until we bottled it.
There are a few players that I think weren't particularly at the races today. Were there any for you that need to show an improvement?
Probably today. Not sure, really. It's a loss.
It's nice to see us turn it around in the first half like we did, but
yeah.
What went wrong in the second half? We just looked at sixes and sevens, didn't we?
Yeah, I think first half we played good, but we were just getting caught in the left position because Leaf is too high.
Yeah.
He needs to drop back. And that's why we were causing those goals. But second half, we were just weren't at it. I think those subs, a little bit useless, but yeah. We tried.
Mate, nice. Thanks for coming on. Neil's waiting. Cheers for coming on, buddy.
Thank you.
That's Ethan Burney. Neil Whedon's here with us as well. Neil, how are you, mate? Not the best of performances, eh?
All that worry for that sort of performance. Yeah, very disappointing. A few players off it today, weren't they? I think.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened. I mean, the midfield just didn't get any control at any point during the game.
It felt like as soon as Lewis Cook went off, that's when the wheels fell off today. I don't know about you.
I don't think Kilkenny played badly, but. I certainly don't think Lerma and Billing had the best games at all today. And we didn't have anything going down the right, did we?
Yeah.
I mean, we were really struggling, I think, with Stacey, I think, had a poor game and gave away the penalty as well.
Any idea what was going on with Lloyd Kelly? Not being featured?
No, I haven't got a clue. I haven't heard anything. You've not heard anything?
No, not
that.
At all. So no doubt that'll come out of the wash. But when Chris Meppen was starting, not really on his natural side, that did concern me, but... You know, especially when he's on the ball, sometimes it's a little bit tentative. But, you know, other than that, you're looking at it thinking, okay, well, there's no Kilkenny, but Lewis Cook coming in. It's still a very strong side.
I thought Lewis Cook had a really good game.
Yeah.
I thought he looked in control in the early stages. But then, like you say, you know, he tired, and when he went off, yeah, we just seemed to lack something going forward this time.
Yeah, nice one, Neil.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks very much. Soon. Steve's here. Steve has. We got Duncan here as well, though. Duncan. Steve's not here. He's still hanging.
There's no point getting Steve on. He's absolutely hungover.
He's not feeling too good. Wheels fell off today.
Massively disappointing that second half. You know what? First 10 minutes of the first half, they sort of overrun us. Their crowd was up for it.
Their crowd were really loud, weren't they? Really good.
Best home fans have seen all season. We get back into it 2-1. We're cruising half time. What happened in the second half? We just capitulated, you know, flat, put ourselves under pressure. Stacey gave the ball away, stood off Lawrence, he curls it in and no reaction. So let's not panic, but we've got to do something away from home. We can't allow that to happen again.
It seemed to be that right side defensively that seemed to fall apart in the second half. And like you say, there was that bad challenge and he got sort of pulled inside and out and showed him onto his right foot. And that shot for their equaliser at 2-0 was, you know, very good. Tom Lawrence, great player for him. But I don't know, that right hand side didn't seem particularly great today, I've got to say.
Yeah, maybe it all fell apart after Lewis Cook went off. You know, maybe Cook's not fit enough to play all of the second half. Mm. But Kilkenny comes on. Not sure there was much coverage on the right hand side, and Stacey looked a little bit lost there. And you know, I don't know if that's just a weakness, just a one off, but you know, we can't throw 2-1 leads away from home. You know, really disappointing. Even at the end, there we had a couple of chances, the header, and then the shot. You know, that header should have been on target at least.
I'd say, or Lerma's header in their first half, and then Phil Beales in the second. Yeah. I don't know what went wrong. It was almost like the referee blew the whistle and paused the game. Why didn't he get the target with that?
Yeah, I've got no idea. I've just seen it on the TV screen at the back of the stand there. It's an absolute sitter. And there was also that bit when Phil Bill ran through at 2-1 and he could have slipped it to the right to Christie.
Just held on for it to 2-1.
Yeah, if you put that through to Christie, it's 3-1, maybe game over. But that's what happens in football, isn't it? So keep the faith, lads, and roll on Wednesday night.
Okay. Cheers.
See you later.
Cheers, coming on. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks very much. Yeah.
Analyse that.
Disappointing. We went into a battle and we forgot to fight.
Mm.
I think second half on two bad mistakes, really. Going down the right, Stacey had the chance to cross it. Mm. He had two players to go for. Should have been for Phil Bill at the back. The ball goes nowhere. A couple of minutes later, back shoulder charge, sort of.
Mm.
Down he goes, penalty.
We always wondered what kind of effect the points deduction would have on Derby, and look, they're probably going to get relegated, but. What a reaction from them. I thought they were an excellent side today. We must give them credit. We were poor, yes, but they were very good.
They deserved it. You've got to, like, you're right, give credit where it's due. They fought, and we didn't. A wake up call for Bournemouth, Millwall.
Well, we were all wondering now how many points we were going to get from our next four games, one of which was Fulham, but I think we've got to take it one at a time. And
pull it back, one game at a time. Those who thought it was a stroll in the park, wrong though.
Do you think it's going to be a bit better for us, but do you think we are maybe better when we haven't got the pressure of being in the lead? Now we're a point behind Fulham, we're in second. We haven't lost any ground on third, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but just take one game at a time. Let's not worry about positions. No team has ever won a championship before Christmas, have they?
No.
Or promotion.
No.
Let's reel it in a bit.
Love it.
We lost today, undeservedly so, in my opinion. Let's go again on Wednesday night and put in a good bit of performance there.
Nice one.
Good luck. Yeah. Take
Thanks
care, Sam.
We've got John Spark with us here at the moment.
Well, I suppose I have to.
It's so cold, I just cuddle up to you for warmth, mate. It's bitter. And not the best performance either, was it?
No, I think that was arguably the worst performance of the season, despite scoring two goals. You know, 2-1 to us at half-time was somewhat generous.
Yeah.
They gave us the first goal. We put in a really nice, you know, second goal. And a couple of moments where we looked like we were putting some passes together, but mostly, you know, it wasn't fantastic. We weren't dominating the game at all. We were pressing, but not really, you know, we weren't getting enough out of the press. And Lewis Cook didn't really have as much of an impact as I would have liked. I would have preferred Kilkenny there. Jefferson Lerma, you know, it wasn't quite the battle in midfield. We just didn't take control of the ball. And then, arguably, we were playing with 10 men for most of that game. Because I don't know where Phil Billing went. But
I completely forgot
that he was in the game for most of it. And then he missed that sitter right at the end. Just saw it again on the screens in there. 5 yards out of the back post, easily onside. Lovely ball in from Jaden Anthony. And he just, I don't know what he does. I think he doesn't jump. He might jump early. I'm not sure, but he just sort of seems to stretch his neck out for it when all he needs to do is direct it. But we've always said that he's not great a header of the ball, and that just went and proved it. But yeah, I mean, that didn't help. You could argue that Jack Stacey lost us the game in the space of 5 minutes with his mistake for the second and then giving away the penalty for the third. But there's just so much that just wasn't really right there. I think Jay Mantony comes out of the game with credit. I think Ryan Christie was shut down a little bit too much on the right again. And yeah, just not as much, not enough control in that game at all. And it's difficult to pick the bones out of quite a bad performance in the end, unfortunately.
Yeah, very much so. Puts the onus on bouncing straight back. We've done that before.
Yep.
We put in an excellent performance against Swansea, but Millwall, again, it's going to be a tough test. But I'm sure Scott Parker's going to be rewatching these DVDs. He's got a lot to pick out, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's even more of a battle, that one, I would have think. And they'll probably play even deeper. The weird thing about that one, I think we didn't play enough balls over the top in that game because they were playing a very high line but weren't pressing as high.
Yeah.
So there was plenty of space to put long balls in, and that's where we really, really missed Lloyd Kelly.
Yeah.
And I really hope he's back as soon as possible. So, you know, Millwall... Yeah, it's just another difficult game, and it is against the teams further down the table we seem to have most of our problems with at this point. You know, Preston and Derby are our only losses. And they're right down there.
Yeah.
Fair play to Derby, though. They played really well. Fair play to the fans as well.
They were really loud.
The South Stand was quite incredible. They didn't shut up at all.
On the tier list, we've struggled all season with fans that don't make a noise because most fans haven't, but they've been really good.
Yeah, that was very impressive from the way they got. They even got other stands going the way that they were chatting so much. Tom Lawrence put in a great display. I think their right back was very good as well. I liked him. I don't think it was much of a battle, but they did outfight. They did really outfought us, and they looked like they wanted it more. And we've got to really come back and show what we can do against Millwall.
Brilliant, John. Thanks very much.
No
if you prep Cheers. Ben Youssef up, we'll get him on. And David's here as well. David, how are you, mate? Are you all right? Oh, dearie me. Sorry about that performance, great.
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad that Lewis Cook was back. It's good to see him back.
Yeah.
But
when he went off, the wheels fell off.
I know. And when And if Billions had taken that chance on the first half and it would have been 3-1 to Bournemouth, had to be Derby.
Yeah.
Lose to,
mate, we never win it. We never win at all.
We always lose and or draw, but it's just, I'm glad Lewis Cook's back. When he came off, he was, the wheels just came off, and that they should have scored at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was so unlucky, and the keeper got injured, but
shouldn't have got a penalty.
No, was that a penalty?
No, I don't know. I'm just disappointed. Morgan Scott's wanted to come on as well. David, thank you so much. Yeah. Really appreciate you coming on today, mate.
He's quite good for us, Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah, love it stuff. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Well, Morgan Rogers, is he quite good for us? Morgan Scott definitely is. Not sure about Rogers when he came on. I thought he was pretty poor today. But Morgan, thoughts on that, mate? 3-2 against Derby. Not good.
First defeat on the road. Sky put it on at 12 o'clock on the Sunday. But been okay, hasn't it? But it's not the performance that we wanted, but I think in all honesty, slip ups in football happen, and you can't take your foot off the pedal from minute one to 95 minutes sometimes.
If there are any positives from today, can you get any?
The fact that we've been up here for 48 hours has been good. Just make a weekend of it. Games come thick and fast, onto Millwall, the Den on Wednesday night, and then it, in the Championship, the games just come thick and fast. So get out the system, get home tomorrow, they can maybe have a recovery day, get back on Tuesday, go down to Millwall on Wednesday morning, and hopefully come back with 3 points then.
You know, get it out of the system, dust ourselves down. You sound like a proper manager, mate. Thanks for coming on, mate. Really appreciate it. Also, we have got Matty Davis here as well. I think there's going to be some jiggery-pokery going on with the camera. Matty, you know, a good night last night.
Cracking night last night.
Not a good afternoon today.
Ruined, didn't it? The weekend's hasn't been ruined. We had a great night last night, didn't we? A great day, but today was disappointing. We weren't really at the races all game, were we?
Yeah.
And we got ourselves back in it because we were always capable of doing that, scoring a goal, and the two goals, especially the second one, great goal. But second half, they seemed to come out and think we've got the job done here. We just need to see it through, and it's very pedestrian. I thought we missed Lloyd Kelly massively. Metham on the left side, the centre back was I think the full backs got exposed as well at times when we missed Samura. So two out of that back four were key misses today.
Yeah.
We missed Ben Pearson in that midfield as well for me.
Yeah.
Solidifying the midfield, and it showed. And Derby got about us, and we gave him encouragement. We let him back in the game, didn't we?
Yeah.
Second half, definite penalty for me. Got the wrong side of Stacey, and it was a bad day at the office all round. And it's about how we respond again now. This is going to happen. We haven't been beaten away from home, have we, so far? So it's going to happen again. As has been said, it's how we respond.
Yeah. I was about to say previously that maybe being in second sort of pressures off a little bit. We haven't lost anything in terms of our margin on third place, so that's a chink of light. However, you know, Fulham just look relentless, don't they?
Fulham look relentless, yeah.
But maybe it'd be in our favour to be the ones that are just behind them, and we've got something to chase, because the pressure is always on when you're top.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're there to be shot at, and we've said this for a number of, since the start of the season, really. We've been up and around top spot. So, yeah, we're off that now, but we have got that gap to third, haven't we, with West Brom and the teams below us. But that gap will close up. That's the Championship for you. It will close up if we don't. If we don't get back on it very quickly, because there's teams below us that are picking up points, and that's the relentless nature of it. So it's really, really important period of games we've got now coming up to Christmas. It's going to really be the acid test about, you know, what we're going to do this season. So hopefully we can bounce back. Fingers crossed.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Finally, Ben's going to have a quick word, I gather.
Well, if my voice holds up to it,
Well,
no, you're bang on, mate. We would have taken this at the start of the season. To lose two games going into December. But we're always rubbish in winter. Generally, we're always rubbish in winter. We kind of try and need not to be. Today's disappointing. But if it helps kickstart their season, the hell with it, you know. Let them have their little fairy tale, just like we had our minus 17, they can have their minus 21, you know. God knows.
Yeah. Fair play. Well, short, sweet. Nice one. Cheers, man. Thanks very much. Yeah, not particularly great, hey? So, maybe the match at the Den would provide a little bit
more joy? Not so. One all, and not the best performance. On the way back, Sam spoke on the train to Tom Jordan. Right, final score from the Den. Millwall 1, Bournemouth 1. I'm here with Tom on the train back.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, mate? I don't know about you, but I'm deflated.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to use, actually. Yeah, it was a frustrating one again. I thought we'd react today. We really did, because it was really poor, really below par of the weekend. I thought we'd react tonight, but we didn't. I thought we were probably lucky to get away with a point, really. Yeah. They probably didn't, like, Travis didn't have any big saves to pull off things like that. Remember the Lerma clearance, which was big, but we didn't test them at all, did we? I mean, you'd be surprised to know I missed our goal. But right on half time, but we never looked like scoring second half. Thought we were well below par. And we've been talking about, haven't we, the few injuries we get.
Yeah.
And the players that we thought could step up to it aren't at the moment.
I was really surprised by the stats. It looked like we had 8 or 9 shots,
yeah,
but it didn't feel like that. Only 2 on target, one of which we scored.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like we created enough during the game.
No, it felt very reminiscent of Hull, Peterborough. They were both 0-0. Obviously, tonight was 1-1, but very similar in the sense that we didn't create enough. I felt we missed Christie from that wide position coming in. He wasn't good in there. I want to say we missed Billing, but he was really poor at the weekend. So, but the players that are coming in, just all over the pitch, just weren't good, mate. I thought Lerma was decent. Solanke tried his best, but apart from that, nothing, mate, nothing.
Do we have as much depth as we think we have? I'm starting to worry.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, wasn't it?
Two players out,
yeah.
And all of a sudden we're
looking
at options, thinking we haven't really got many.
Yeah, I mean, they're two positions that are next to each other, which doesn't help either. You know, obviously, I think Meppen would probably be better if Zamora was there, and, you know, Davis would probably be better if Kelly was there. But, yeah, it shouldn't be that much of a downgrade. It shouldn't affect the team as much as it did, you know, and Billing out tonight, Christie moves inside, and it causes such a problem. Lowe's been good off the bench, but when he starts, doesn't have enough. And then you're looking for someone to come and change a game. You've got Morgan Rogers, Mark Condes. It's probably not to the level that we maybe anticipated. Maybe we thought we had this strength and depth that we perhaps haven't got. So, that's something for Parker to look at, but frustrating tonight, mate. And Phobia's probably one of the best players on the pitch, which says a lot. You know, we always give him a bit of grief, but good finish tonight. And yeah, like I say, we were lucky to get away with it tonight. 1 point out of the last 2 is the best we hoped for, really.
We persevered. Well, I say persevered, but he had a good game versus Derby, Chris Meppen.
Yeah.
But we persevered with him in that position. A lot of people were crying out for Steve Cook. And it looks like we're going to be having to use him going forward. Cahill looks like he's picked up an injury.
Yeah.
Is this Steve Cook going to come back in, or is he going to be really stubborn and play Zeno Ribs and Rossi? Maybe not, because is he carrying an injury? You start to look around and think, okay, what options have we got?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because I think Steve Cook's a brilliant player, but as soon as at the start of the season he hasn't put him in the squad, then he's basically saying he's not in my plans. So if he brings him in now, I mean, what does that say? That's saying I'm playing a player I don't even want. Mm. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, really. But yeah, I mean, Steve Cook is a great player. He's never done anything wrong, has he? But yeah, I feel a little bit for Meppen, because I don't think it's all on him. But he did get caught a little bit for the goal. And but I don't think Cahill's been very good in the last two either.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like he's got a rib injury, and doesn't look like Kelly will be available for the weekend. So I assume he'll go Meppen and Cook. But I mean, Zeno Ibsen Rossi's never done anything wrong when he started. But yeah, I mean, if he does play Cook, like I say, he clearly doesn't want him, so to play him would be a real weird one, because, you know, Cookie comes in as a blinder. What does he do then? Because he's clearly not in his plans, but then you can't drop him if he has a blinder. So I don't know what he's going to do, to be fair, mate, but I know if Cookie's on the pitch, he'll put in 110% and he'll be pretty solid, in my opinion.
So a lot of fans are losing their shit. I'm very disappointed, yet we're still 8 points ahead of third place. We're getting away with it, but how long will this luck last? I'm thinking it might not.
There's part of me, you know me, I always try and stay positive on that, but there's a part of me thinking, are we only 8 points clear? Because the chasing pack ain't as good as I thought they'd be. You know, West Brom keep dropping points when we do, so it's looking better than it should. And as we're saying, this time last season we were saying about we're getting away with it, and Tyndall was getting a lot of grief for it because we felt like we were getting away with it and getting silly points. But we're doing it now and we seem to be going, oh, it's a good point. But I think it's more because Stoke aren't consistent, West Brom aren't consistent, Coventry are kind of, see at the weekend, but they're kind of up there, we don't expect them to stay. So I think we're almost getting away with it a little bit, but two big games. And we've got to get 6 points in the next two, and it's kind of forgotten, you know.
What do you think of Millwall? Because I feel as though I was looking at them thinking, are they in eighth place? It doesn't feel like they should be in eighth place. They were all right, but then they're probably looking at us thinking, how are they top two?
Yeah, no, exactly. I think probably if you watch the game from a neutral standpoint, you'd probably say it was a fair result.
Yeah.
I think both teams would feel they weren't as good as they should be, and the opposition weren't great, but I think Millwall are a type of team that will be annoying to play against. Mm. I can't see them being quite strong enough to get like playoffs, but they're never going to be fighting for relegation, in my opinion. I think they'll get points at home. They're the type of team, if we're looking for, say, a Fulham West Brom to drop points, I could see Millwall grinding something, because they work hard, don't they? And you know, Phoebe on his day, he does finish, you know, fair play to him. But yeah, if we were on it tonight and everyone was fit, I feel we should have had too much for them, and they didn't have to work too hard for a point tonight, put it that way.
No, on the contrary though, mate. And 3 points vital?
Yeah, I think it feels that way, because it's the first time we've got... It's the first time we've gone a couple of games,
yeah,
and we didn't lose it. It feels like we've lost in a weird way, but yeah, I think we need to bounce back at home as well. And I think at home, we need to put on a bit of a show as well. And play. You know, we did that at Swansea, didn't we? At Swansea, we started bad, but then we put some really good football, didn't we? If we can just play some of that again and show that it was a little mini blip, then great. But yeah, two big games now, but it's go win the next two and this will all be forgotten, mate. So that's what we've got to do. Oh, I'm going to have another drink and a sleep, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, shame about that one. So maybe the match against the Sky Blues, Coventry City, would perhaps be a little bit better for the Cherries. Well, despite going ahead 2-0, unfortunately, a sending off for Jefferson Lerma meant that we let them back into the game. And at 2-1, the writing was practically on the wall. But we managed to stay firm until, that is, the very last kick. And fans were, let's call it, exasperated at full time. Mr. Tiggs did the fan chats.
Here we are outside the Vitality Dean Court after that result. 2-2 in the end. Aaron, not what you expected when you woke up this morning?
No, it wasn't. I don't know what to say. I'm actually speechless, really, because I thought, you know, we were in total control until the red card. I suppose it was a red card. I was at the other end, so it was difficult to see if it was a red card or not. But we sat so deep. And why he didn't bring Rossi on earlier... Don't get the Marcondes substitution when you could have had a bit of pace up top. Sat so deep, and they didn't deserve it. But they, you know, where does 5 minutes come from? I got no idea. So it's a massive hit. We needed a confidence build up, and I think, you know, going to Fulham next week, Lerma's now suspended. I think if we'd have won today, gone 10 points clear, I think seasons change on moments like that. And I don't want to be dramatic, but I think seasons change on moments like that.
Yeah, that game certainly. Certainly changed my outlook. Yeah. It took us a while to grow into that new formation, but eventually we started to get a handle on the game. It looked at one point that the game was going to be pretty much like a nil-niller.
Yeah.
But then that goal from Anthony kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah. Look, I think we were in control, but we were a bit pedestrian. I think a bit sideways football. Had a lot of the ball, but weren't doing much with it. So if you look at it from the balance of play, we didn't necessarily deserve to win that game, but. It's just sickening. Like 90, we've all been there before. 95th minute equaliser. It's just sickening, isn't it? And that's how it feels now. If it had been 2-2, if they'd have equalised them at 60th minute 2-2, it is what it is. But that's the killer. It feels like a defeat. And for the players, it's gonna knock them for six. And Scott's got to earn his money this week picking them up, because they're going to be on the floor after two poor results and performances, and now another one. And yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Was there a little bit of, I don't know what you call it really, but the fact, you know, the first goal that we scored and the last goal that they scored weren't that dissimilar, were they? Cross-come shots.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I was at the other end, so for their equaliser, it looked like it went straight in with the wind, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, you know, when you hang on for that long, we were hanging on, and we got to the 94th minute, and on my clock, it was like 4 minutes and 38 seconds into that. One more clearance, we'd have won it. But it wasn't to be. But, you know, we didn't lose. We haven't lost any ground on West Brom and Fulham, we keep saying this.
Yeah.
But we haven't gained any ground. We need to get our injured players back. Really, really badly, and you know, hopefully we can patch them up. You know, what I'm interested to see is, you know, we keep hearing they're close every week. Don't say they're close if they're not. You know, if they're not back, they're not back. You know, but you know, we just want to know when they're going to come back.
Okay, and being positive, you got a man of the match today.
I thought Lewis Cook was very good. Actually, I thought Jeff Lerma was very good until he was off. I thought he played that role really well. But I would give it to Lewis Cook.
Yeah. Okay, onwards and upwards then, Aaron.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Thank you, mate. All right. Good to see you. Okay. Hey, Noah, how are you?
Good.
What did you think of the game?
Good.
Now, Noah, we were winning that game.
Yes.
And then now we've got to the end and we have
when Lerma got sent off, the whole match changed.
It did change quite a lot, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think that was the only reason? Just no Jeffers and Lerma? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Do you think there was anything that Scott Parker could have done
He, when Brothers went down, he could have subbed Lerma with someone else.
No, you can't always
say and Meppen.
Oh. That would be nice if you could substitute someone who'd just been sent off.
Was there a moment in the game that you really enjoyed today, Noah?
It's when Billings scored. It was a big toe goal.
A big toe goal. It was a big toe goal, most certainly.
He just scored with his big toe.
And that's your favourite player, isn't it, Billings?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it right this week. Fantastic. Okay, we got to play Fulham next. Now, Fulham are the team that we're battling out with at the top of the league. How do you think we're going to get on?
I think it might be 5-5.
5-5.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I would love to see that game. I love it, Noah. Shall we ask your dad what he thought?
Yeah.
Right, now, we've had a few of these in the past, but now, how are you feeling? Now, I know you
cold.
Cold. Does that feel like a loss to you?
Yes, it does, obviously. Yeah. 2-0 up, cruising, Lerma playing at centre-back, which was a bit weird in itself, and then made a silly challenge, really. I'd prefer they would have just scored rather than him get sent off and then get a free kick, but never mind. It's what you get, both of a midfielder and defence, I guess.
We didn't handle the sending off very well at all, did we? And it did seem that they really grew in confidence after that point. Do you think there's anything else we could have done to hold out that game? Or?
Not really. I think once the red card had happened, it was inevitable that it was going to be everyone back on the line, just 10 men behind the ball, but it just wasn't enough today. And I think their second goal actually looked like a cross, so I think we were playing against the wind as well in the second half, so... It's just one of those bad days at the office, unfortunately. We started promisingly. Yeah, Fulham Friday.
Do you reckon we'll go back to the old formation or we'll carry on with what we've
depends
today?
Who's available. At the moment, I think the formation is being picked because of the players that are available.
Yeah.
I don't think Parker is choosing the formation for the match. He's just choosing what's available.
Good to see Steve Cook, though.
Yeah, I thought he played all right, actually, considering he hasn't played all season. I thought he'd had a fairly solid game at the back, really.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I was quite impressed.
And what are you thinking now for Fulham? Do you think we can...
I'm glad that I'm watching it at home. I'll tell you that much. I don't know. I think we'll lose against Fulham.
Okay.
I think Fulham are too strong. We've got too many injuries. We're just not going to be able to match them, I don't think.
Let's hope they've got
and a suspension as well.
Mitrovic.
He's the man to watch.
Yeah, he's the man to watch. Thank you so much, Paul. Noah, good to see you soon.
Yeah, you're the talent.
Hello, how you doing?
That was interesting. I mean, we were dominant for the first 70 minutes when we were like 2-0 up. And then Lerma almost went off straight after the second goal and it just completely changed. I mean, it's such a Bournemouth game. It's one of them games where we're bound to draw, we're bound to lose it. We were on top of the game for the whole first 70 minutes and then it just fell off.
Yeah.
I'm lost for words. We've seen this 100 times before. We thought this wouldn't happen again, like with QPR. QPR, if it was under Eddie Howe or Tindall, that would have been a 2-2 game.
Yeah, we'll come a little bit closer, sorry.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a 2-2 game, but... Yeah, no, it just didn't pay off.
So, let's try and be positive. What do you think we can take from that game that we can say, well, that was good. What can we take from the game?
I mean, the passion. I mean, Steve Cook, he flew himself into every challenge. I mean, Lerma was my man the match until he, just took out a player. And they were all amazing until their heads just dropped after Lerma went off. We tried to park the bus and it just didn't work.
No. Okay, so, man of the match for you?
Oh. I'm going to give it to Christie. He's like Dan Juma. He's got the skills. He knows how to get himself out of a situation. He knows how to get it to the next man. He's brilliant like that.
Good. Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you. Pip.
Oh, hello there.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Yes. That was interesting, wasn't it? And started off where we looked like we were trying to just keep possession and get the possession statistics all in our own half. But then when we did attack, we looked dangerous and perhaps a bit fortunate to go in at 1-0 up, but it was I felt confident after that. fantastic second goal. I was so pleased to feel brilliant because he's been off, his touch has not been so exquisite the last couple of games, and today it wasn't at times, but his goal I thought was fantastic. Wonderful anticipation, balletic, thoughtful, lovely, lovely goal. But then playing with 10 men is, I thought Lerma until he got sent off was man of the match for me. I thought he was awesome in that position. But playing with 10 men is an art that we don't seem to have mastered, and I did question why we brought on Macondes and Rossi and the substitutes, particularly in the last 5 or 10 minutes when everybody was fired up trying to keep them out and succeeding. And I think both Macondes and Rossi were a bit at fault because Macondes had given the ball away in the middle of the field on his first touch, and then Rossi mistimed that header and just played the guy in. So I do question that sort of tactic when you're in that sort of furor of, you know, backs against the wall to bring two fairly inexperienced players in who are not going to be up to that speed. But so some lovely football. I'm not depressed.
No.
But I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
really disappointed.
Completely. And it is a point, and it's a point against a team that are in the top half of the table, that are playing indeed. Really, really well.
Yeah, indeed. I saw them on telly and I thought they were a strong team, and they showed it.
And they brought excellent support today as well, didn't they?
Blimey, yeah. Embarrassing, really, wasn't it? But it was awesome. So, good game. And I don't know against Fulham. I mean, they're struggling as well at the moment, aren't they?
They drew today.
So it's going to be a great one on Friday. Those of you who can go up to it.
Yep.
I'll look forward to the match blog.
Yeah, we'll be there. Lovely. Thank you for talking to us.
Cheers. See ya.
Oh, mate.
It's exciting.
I'm cold.
Very cold, yeah.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, gutted, man. I'm absolutely gutted. My man let us down a little bit today as well, didn't he, Jeff? But
did.
I think it was one of them. I don't think it was the best pass from Stace, but it was a poor touch on it. He had to go, I suppose. But we had 20 minutes at 2-0. I still think you've got to ride it out at home, 2-0 up.
Yeah.
I thought we invited him on a little bit. You can see why he did it, but bringing Leif Davis on, then bringing Ibsen Rossi on, we're just inviting it, and I thought we'd just about done it, but it is what it is, mate. I thought we'd probably done enough, but yeah, we didn't help ourselves at the end. It's a real shame. I thought the ref was frustrating, getting cards out for us, not for them, but yeah, it's just a horrible one, Tixi, man. I'm just gutted. It feels like a loss after that, doesn't it?
It does feel like a loss after that, especially so late on. Now we've got to pull our pants up now, mate. We've got to go out to Fulham.
Yeah.
They drew today.
I know. Another chance to extend it a little bit as well, get back to all that stuff, but yeah, and obviously probably missing Jeff as well. Well, I actually thought was having a good game at the back. I was really gutted for Cookie and Maps as well. I thought they played well.
Yeah.
I thought both Cooks were good today. Jay and Anthony as well. I thought we had a few players that really worked their socks off today, and I thought that would have been really big for them if we had held on. And I just hope that doesn't knock them too much. Do you know what I mean? Because they all looked absolutely devastated by that because they worked so hard. But
I mean, there's a few positives we can take.
Of course.
Not least, Steve Cook on the pitch. You know, me and you, we didn't think that we'd see that.
No, Dylan, I thought, you know, once you realise someone's not in your plans, you think he's probably going to play maybe Ibsen Rossi in there. Yeah. But Cookie done himself no harm, did he? I thought he was good. As I say, I thought Mets played well today as well, so I was really pleased for them too. So I was really hoping we'd get the win for him. And I thought Lewis in front, I thought that was the first time I've seen him back and forth. He looked sharp. I thought he looked good today. I thought he could have gotten out of the match, actually. And Jay Nantley, I thought, wore the socks off. So yeah, I think when we look back on it in a few days, we'll go, there are a lot of positives. It was just it was one of them, wasn't it? Last minute, a cross thing, held up in the wind. One of them, mate, but never. If we go and beat Fulham, we'll forget about it a little bit. But just, it's hard to take right now, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Recover happy, look.
Sky Blue Army! Sky Blue Army! Exactly.
Go on, boys. Come on.
Well done. All right. Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. See, I love this. Right, we just.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Well, you're hungry and you're smiling.
Quality analysis.
That's all you need, really. That's all you need. What do you think of the game?
Boring.
What did you think of the game, Adam?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
Well, we're not top of the league, though.
Disappointing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a little bit disappointing.
I hate Coventry.
You hate Coventry?
I hate all the players.
Oh, okay.
Murder.
We're not condoning that on the back of the net. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. A bit cold.
Very
cold, I'd imagine.
Now, you and I were scratching our heads pre-game about what that formation would be.
Yes.
Is it what you expected?
No. But I did hear an inkling that, you know, we heard that Jacob Tanswell said that maybe Lerma might be dropping into that back three, as it was, and that's what turned out to be. And I thought, actually, for a makeshift sort of team and and formation, we coped with them really well, I thought. Yeah. I thought we looked comfortable most of the game. And, you know, as I'm sure you've been, you know, alluded to already, that it basically all hinged on that red card.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I'm not as disappointed as I thought I might be, because I thought we played well today up until that point.
Yeah, and the idea of having Cook and Kilkenny on the pitch at the same time is one that hadn't really occurred to us.
And I thought they both did really well. I thought Lewis Cook, for me, was right up there for man of the match, personally. I thought he was very, very busy, very neat and tidy, as he always is. And, I just don't feel like we deserved that loss. Well, it wasn't a loss, but it feels like a loss.
Yeah.
It's what it is. And unfortunately, we haven't closed that gap, have we? Big chance, let it go, but I think it's just one of those. Luck just went against us today.
Even bigger chance on Friday, though, Steve. So thinking positively, what can we take into the next game?
Well, I'm taking you into the next game. So that's a bonus.
Indeed, yeah, it's a bonus.
What can we take into the next game? Well, we can take a lot of heart into that from that performance, because it was a lot more improved than what we've seen in the last two games. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we might have some of those players back.
Yeah.
Like the likes of Kelly and Hen Cahill back there. So, yeah, fingers crossed. And like I say, they're tripping up. They're not extending a gap on us, so it's all to play for.
All to play for, and it's getting very, very cold, so we'll do a few more. Richard Hill.
A cold beer. Come on. See you later,
how are you, buddy? You okay?
I'm better today, yeah.
Yeah?
I had a bit of a problem the other night, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, you know. Bit of alcohol, I think, you know.
dear me.
I blame Prosecco, don't drink it, bad.
Don't drink
Prosecco. Anyway, the game.
Yeah, go on, give me your thoughts in a nutshell, mate.
Well, it went downhill slightly after the first goal. Sorry for them. I could just see it. We were inviting too much, too much pressure.
Yeah.
We weren't getting it away. We weren't, you know, we were just inviting them too much, and I could see it coming, but not how it did happen, but I could see something happen. But, you know, we were unlucky in the end. We got, 5 minutes extra time and everything else for all sorts of time wasting, apparently, the ref wants. But, we were unlucky. I'm, you know, disappointed that we didn't get the win, but it is still a point. It's still slight momentum. And luckily, we've had Fulham and West Brom and obviously Coventry and close to us, so we haven't lost anything. But unfortunately, we haven't gained anything either, which is a bit of a pain. But we move on, don't we?
We move on. Everyone I've spoken to has almost given me a different man of the match.
Jaden Anthony
says that's mine as well, but that just shows you, doesn't it, if we're able to pick from lots of different players, that a lot of players put in a good shift today.
As I say, I was surprised when they gave it to Billing, but for me, Jaden Anthony. And Christie's work rate was really good today, but you know, I think he was just slightly off it on, you know, his passes, but it could be the wind, because, you know, it's not going to help, is it?
It's not going to help.
But anyway, I'm going to let you go before your hands fall off.
Thank you, mate.
And nice to see you, boy.
Good to
nice
see you.
Nice to see you. Take care.
Good to see you. Want to come on in?
See you later.
Okay, well, I mean, we're going to try and be positive.
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll try and be positive. Let's get the negative out of the way first.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what happened. We took a foot off the gas, didn't we? Mm. After 2-0, we just went, okay, yeah, no, we can sit back now. It's in the bag. And then as soon as we've done that, well, 2-1, 2-0. Right at the last minute, and it's not good, is it? Lost the derby, draw to Millwall, now draw again, and Fulham drew today as well. And I thought that would have been enough for us to think, do you know what, let's go for it.
Yeah.
You get back to the position that we had been all season.
Yeah.
Which is why I keep saying, like, oh, we're top of the league, but I can't say that today, can I? But
you can't say that today. No, you can't say that today.
Disappointed, but, you know. Other than that, I thought we played really well, especially, like, you know, in our attacking and our defence.
Yeah.
Normally, it's mainly just our defence that I think we do well in. Because with our attacking in the start of games during the season, it's always been, oh, we'll wait until we get a first goal in.
Yeah.
So, like, Hunters came in. And then today, we had more drive. And then, Coventry, they're not a hard team to beat. I mean, they're fifth in the table.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I always knew it was going to be a hard game as soon as we stepped onto that ground. But that's football. At the end of the day, it's Championship football. Nothing's guaranteed. So, you know, do you know what I mean? It's not going to be easy.
No.
And, well, today, there's a few questionable substitutions, which I won't get into, but other than that, we did play well until their two goals, and then, well, you know, not great.
So when we stand back, then, can we say that's an improvement upon the Millwall and Derby games?
100%.
Yeah,
100% an improvement. Yeah. But it's just, you know, we need to not take our foot off the gas.
Mm.
You never take your foot off the gas. Take your foot off the gas, that's when we do something like that. That's the punishment of football. Simple.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Well, that's...
No, no, it's a fair point. Fair point. Thank you so much.
Thank you, mate.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Hey.
Harry.
Oh, hi, nice Harry. Very nice to meet you. How are you?
Yeah.
Harry, you've had to wait a really long time in the cold there.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of thoughts have been rushing through your head. Mm. What sort of sticks out for you about that game?
It's just disappointing, isn't it? I feel first half we were good, kept the ball a lot, struggled to create. I feel we were a bit, kept coming back, no real movement. We got the goal, a bit lucky, I'd say, and tried to cross it and it went in. But then second half, I thought we came out really well, really fast. And really, until Lerma got sent off, they created nothing really. We really like made them create nothing, like I said. But yeah, it's just disappointing, isn't it? It feels like a loss because I feel if we win today, we go top, 2 points clear. Fulham next week, and even if we lost that, then we're only 1 point. Now they can, if they beat us, they can now create a little gap. But I don't know.
But then if we beat them, we create a gap.
But it's hard now with Lerma out again. Yeah. I just hope Kelly and Kale are back for that one. But I did think Steve Cook was actually quite good. I was surprised because he's been out for ages. He hasn't played all season. But yeah.
And the change of shape was unusual. You know, it's not a shape that we've played this season really. Do you think we might see that again against Fulham?
He's tried to do it a couple times towards the end of matches, the last 20 or so minutes. It hasn't really worked, I didn't think. But I thought it did work, especially in possession.
Yeah.
And out of, they didn't really create anything. But yeah, when I saw the team, I was a bit like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I thought Lerma would come in. I didn't think Billing had a particularly good game. Surprised they gave him man of the match, to be honest. But yeah, it's just, there's not much to say in it, but it just feels like a loss.
It feels like a loss, but it was a point, and it's a point against a team that, you know, is good top of the league, and we've not been playing particularly well. What is it going to take? What's going to be the turning point for us? What do we need, do you think, to go into a game and get another win? Because it feels like, I know it hasn't, but it does feel like a long time.
Yeah, especially with that international break as well after Swansea. We haven't won since then. I thought today when we went 2-0, I was like, yeah, we win this now, but we just need that one game where we win, we could be lucky and playing bad. We just need that game to then push on a bit of momentum. Because when Lerma got sent off, I feel we looked a bit shaky, everyone dropped back a lot more. But I just feel we just need to pick our confidence back up again, and we'll be all right. It's just a bit of a purple patch. And even in the purple patch, we're still 7 points clear of West Brom in third. So
no one's caught up with us, have they?
No one's caught up with us. It's not the end of the world.
No. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Harry. Good to see you.
Take care.
All the best.
Thank you.
Up Cherries, on to Fulham.
So there we go then. Unfortunately, not the best for AFC Bournemouth. And with Fulham coming up and numerous injuries to boot, it's going to be a very difficult match for us. The match is live on Sky Sports. You can watch it on Friday night at 7:45 p.m. Of course, if you go onto our YouTube channel, you'll see instant reaction at youtube.com/AFCB podcast. But for now, we'll see you on the next one. Hopefully, it'll be happier times. This has been Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast.
Is there a chance for the Cherry Solanke? Here's Ryan Christie, on to goal, saved by Roos. They're off the line from Anthony, still Dave Anthony. There's the equaliser, third time of asking, and Derby have dug themselves a hole, as if it hasn't been done for them this week already. A terrible goal kick routine. They tried a couple of times with Christie and Anthony, and it came back to Jaden Anthony, who made no mistake second time around.
Sports Social Podcast Network.